stay in the home and bring up children. You know, that's become today a filthy accusation on the limitations of women. Without being apologetic, because I'm not suggesting you do that or don't do that, I have to tell you that bringing up children, I think it's probably the hardest thing to do in life and the most important thing to do in life. It's the future of the world, and it's now become a dirty word to the degree that many people don't have children because I should stunt my career, and God forbid I should bring up children. It's like dirty. Well, I stay at home with the kids. That's not... Doing educating children, bringing children into the world, giving them the tools to deal with the world, that's a big achievement. It's a much bigger achievement than being a director of a company. It's a much bigger achievement, believe you me. I wish I could do it. You know, my wife works, but I haven't got the patience my wife has to do with children. You know, no, I think women have that patience much more than men do. So dirty word to say is that career is kadosh, and it doesn't matter how you get there, at what cost, and who you trample on. And the message of this shir is quite a full. The message is that what you take up to Shamayim, and that's a beautiful, I'll open up the Orach Chaim, I'm just about to write it for three pillars to Barim, just start to get the key tavo. And the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in Kitavo El Haaretz says, it's fantastic. Kitavo El Haaretz, Kitavo El Haaretz. That's the Kitavo, it's good. Kitavo El Haaretz. So, Benokatibot Shalom. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, he says, Kitavo El Haaretz is when you get to heaven. You get to heaven and you come with your Bikurim in heaven. And God wants to know what's in your bag. And you bring out your degrees, he doesn't want to know about your degrees, he gave you your degree. You bring out your four-story house, he doesn't want to see that either, he gave you that. Bring out your car, he doesn't want to see your car either. Bring out your MP1200, he doesn't want to see it either. He wants to see your midor. He wants to see that you're a good human being. You said your dad's a human being, were you a human being? That's what he wants to see. See your midor, he wants to see your neshama. That's yours. That's what you take to heaven, you don't take anything else to heaven. You leave everything else behind, you don't even take your socks, right? Like we told you, that's what your socks are. We take to heaven is what you... And that, so if you've got the question, ladies, I leave it with you as an open-ended question, okay, which the answer to me is passion. You've got X amount of energy to spend in this world. You have a choice to spend it on things that can be really yours or things that are partially yours. Tell me where you're going to spend it. Requires a lot of thought. I give you this entire evening to think about it. After Jeremy Lee. Okay, ladies, we'll take a break here. We'll move on to Shidduchim. We'll do that next time. And please read the article. Read the article. I've got one more here. I've got the book, so I don't need the article if anyone didn't get it. And we'll come back in 10 minutes for Shir Kali.
Yeah, that's what I keep.
Hi guys. Thank you. Over there, but like, go be